From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
This was the first time that we encountered.
It was a big.
In the news at this hour, North Korea celebrating a national holiday Saturday, its annual commemoration of its founding leader, Kim Il-sung, who was born 105 years ago. Festivities are taking place amid a tense backdrop, with North Korea's military responding fiercely Friday to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to take care of Pyongyang's aggressive policies. Concerns remain high about a possible military provocation by the North on its national holiday, but there was no sign of nuclear activity during the early morning hours. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action if Pyongyang conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. and Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired dozens of Tomahawk missiles at Syria Al-Shahrat air base last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries